Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody. Stephen Colbert here with my producer, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
Great. What day is this?
This is Friday.
Friday. Oh, sure.
Black Friday. I hope you got mauled. All the things you want. Yeah.
Don't get mauled at the mall.
Yeah.
What are we doing today? Becca, talk me through today's show.
So today we have a Colbert Classic Colbert Questionnaire.
Oh, okay. Who am I talking to?
So here's what I would love to do as part of our guessing game from the last week.
Yes.
Is that I would love
to... You're going to give me answers, and I have to guess who the person is?
Exactly.
And it's only one person?
This is one person,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so, okay, great.
Okay.
Well, this is good.
Favorite sandwich of this guest, PB&J.
Favorite. Give me, what's the next one?
Favorite action movie.
Okay, what's that?
Bambi.
Wow, this is not ringing any bells. The peanut butter rings a bell. Okay. Can I just throw one out here just in case? Is it Josh Brolin?
It's not.
Okay, next.
Never asked anyone for an autograph.
Still nothing. Last one.
The last hint that I have is that this person was not... seated upright while the questionnaire was being administered.
Wait, this person was not seated upright while the questionnaire was being... Is Kate Blanchett?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow, that was a stirring Colbert questionnaire, because I'm sure it has something to do with the fact that she was Galadriel, and a perfect Galadriel, but also... because of her stunning talent, I got a little bit of a Kate Blanchett problem. You know what I mean? I'll tell you why I could never have guessed it was Kate Blanchett based upon her answers. Because when she lay down on my desk, just this absolute avatar of beauty and talent on my desk, I couldn't hear a word she was saying. It was just a struggle to maintain my professionalism and focus on the game that we were playing. And so she could have answered just gravel in a biscuit for her sandwich. And I was like, okay, sounds good. And any answer she gave me just went in one ear and out the other. I was paralyzed. You know, not that she's that great. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Stephen.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with the lovely and talented Kate Blanchett. Kate, you know I really enjoy having you on the show. You're a wonderful guest, always fun to talk to. I admire you immensely. But even from the number of times I've been able to talk to you in person over Zoom, it's really hard to get to know someone in the confines of one of these interviews where we're talking about the movie you've got coming out, Tar, or the things I've seen you in before. We don't really plumb the depths of the actual person of Kate Blanchett.
There's no there there.
Exactly.
As they say.
It's hard to know. So what we've done here at the Late Show is we've come up with something called the Colbert Questionnaire. It's a series of 15 questions that have been ergonomically designed to be a psyche-seeking missile and find out who the true Kate Blanchett is. Do you have the courage to face the Colbert Questionnaire?
Can I lie down?
You can do anything. Here we go. Brave woman.
Question number one, Kate Blanchett, what is the best sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Kept it simple. I admire that. Kate Blanchett, what's the one thing you own that you should really throw out?
Underpants that my mother made me when I was in high school.
Und I'm glad to see we are making progress about your childhood, Fraulein.
I'm not wearing them right now.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, no, no. Okay.
Okay.
Kate Blanchett, what's the scariest animal?
A possum.
Now, wait a second.
I had one on the end of my bed.
Are you saying an American possum that looks like a rat or the Australian possum?
The Australian possum. They can kill cats.
But you are not a cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what's the scariest
animal? No, you can stay with the possum. You don't have to change it. But they're furry. They're kind of cute.
Oh, no, no, they do. They kill cats.
Okay. Apples or oranges?
So, hang on. Is a therapist meant to question the answers that the person gives? I mean, I've never been in long-term therapy. It's like, okay, you can choose your animal, but then I'm just going to change your mind.
Well,
like,
I didn't change your mind. I said you can keep your animal. I wanted to explore.
You shouldn't agree with it.
Of course I don't agree with it. Of course,
what is the scariest?
Okay, I'll ask
Stephen
the questions,
Colbert.
Fraulein.
Okay.
And I'm not a therapist, by the way. All of this is going to be in my book. Okay. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Yes, you can't put peanut butter on orange. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
No.
Oh, okay. Kate Blanchett, what do you think happens when we die?
You turn into a soup, a human soup. In the mortuary industry, that's where I refer to. You become a soup.
And how do you know that's what they say in the mortuary industry? If I can ask a brief follow-up.
Because I saw
here.
A documentary.
Okay. Okay. Keep it light, Kate.
You asked the question.
I did ask the question.
What happens when we die?
When we die? Some people have very hopeful answers.
Like
I
got to
tell you. I don't
what?
Know
the,
that... that
little angels we come down and you lose bladder control. You know, yeah.
Struck a nerve. Okay. Favorite action movie?
Ooh. Ooh. You know, I'm. What was the one with Mel Gibson and the mullet?
The Patriot or
no, no,
or
no.
Freedom.
He had so
that
many
one where he plays a William Wallace. The what's McCall?
Would you call
Braveheart? Braveheart?
Would you call Dirty Harry an action movie?
Sure. Well, yeah. Kind of at times it is.
Bambi. Let's go with Bambi.
Bambi. Okay. Well, that fire scene's very
yeah,
it's very
really
scary. Cool. Very scary. Favorite smell?
Oh, garlic.
Garlic, okay.
Yeah, cooking garlic, not garlic on other people.
Not like... Oh,
particularly
like
when you're
raw
on
raw garlic or roasted garlic or...
Yeah, like when you're cooking a sugo or something.
Okay. What?
Or the smell of your baby's butt before they poop. You know, like baby's baby.
Baby smell. Yeah. And what were you cooking with the garlic? Sugo?
Sugo.
What is sugo?
Sugo, you know, obviously you don't cook. It's
I don't know what sugo is.
It's sugo is like a tomato kind of base that is used in a lot of Italian cooking.
That's lovely.
Steven.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Your ceiling's really beautiful, by the way.
Isn't it? It's really gorgeous. This is all digital projection up here.
Looks like a kind of butterfly.
Kind of. We do laser light shows and play Zeppelin.
Do you? Yeah, yes. Nice. When no one's here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Least favorite smell?
B.O.
Ooh, yeah.
B.O.
Yeah. And you've
or,
had
you know,
teenage
no, no,
boys.
I think it's actually, yeah. And you don't know how to tell people. And it's the worst one is when it's your own B.O. That's really bad.
Has that ever
because
surprised
you? Suddenly
you? Has that ever surprised
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that has surprised me, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you comfortable?
Very.
Okay. Most used app on your phone?
I don't like apps.
That wasn't the question. Do you have a phone? Does it have apps?
Does it? Well, I have a phone. Most used app on my phone. There's an app where you have to pay for parking when you catch the train called Ringo. I use that quite a lot.
Okay, that's good. All right. Cats or dogs?
Dogs, definitely. Right. Although I have a cat called Warwick who's like a dog.
What number am I thinking of?
7.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Oh,
that's 2. That's 2. 3 to go. Oh,
Mama, help me.
Kate Blanchett, congratulations, madam. You are known. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcast.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.